Your favorite PGA and LPGA legends, pros and top instructors are right here every week on Next on the Tee. Join Chris as the greats of the game share their stories, insights and playing lessons. Now, back to Chris and more of the show.
Folks, I have to tell you how excited I am about the new weapon I have in my golf bag. For the last month now, I've been playing the new M4 driver from TaylorMade. And if you haven't tried the new twist face technology, you're missing out. I don't know about you, but I don't hit it in the center of the face every single time. After studying hundreds of thousands of swings from pros and amateurs like us, TaylorMade designed their new drivers to help protect us from our mishits and give us straighter distance. So whether your miss is on the low heel or the high toe, twist face helps bring the ball back to center, giving the distance that we want and finding the fairway more often. I'm hitting more fairways than I ever have. The new drivers are the choice of some pretty good golfers that you might recognize. Twist face is played by Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, John Rahm, just to name a few, and dominating the top 10 out on tour. So if you haven't tried twist face, go hit it and get fit. It's in the new M3 and M4 drivers and only from TaylorMade. And now back with me here on the French Lick Resort guest line is David Abelis. He is the CEO of TaylorMade Golf. Let me remind you about his background. He earned his degree in marketing and finance from the University of Connecticut. He joined TaylorMade as their general manager for their Asia Pacific division, later moved over to be director of sales for North America, left TaylorMade for Titleist and the Acushnet company to become vice president of sales and marketing, came back to TaylorMade as their executive vice president and general manager, took over as CEO and president back in February of 2015, and I'm thrilled to have him back with me again tonight here on Next on the Tee. Good evening, David. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Hey, Chris. Pleasure to be there here. Thanks a lot.
So, David, first of all, it's been an amazing year so far for TaylorMade and your M3 and M4 drivers. Twist face technology, helping guys like I mentioned here a moment ago, Justin Rose, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, John Rahm, and most recently Jason Day to get wins on tour. And we see how far Tiger's hitting it nowadays. So, you know, when you had joined me right before the PGA merchandise show earlier this year, you said, you know what, we're going to come out with something that's going to change drivers forever. And boy, have you.
Yeah, Chris, thanks. You know, I'm inspired just listening to you give us a little bit of a plug at the break and then coming in with all these terrific athletes that are playing new M3s and M4s. And yeah, I recall specifically our conversation just prior to the PGA show. And you could probably tell in my voice at that time that we were pretty excited, and that might be an understatement, about this new technology we were about to bring to golfers at every skill level in every area around the world, because as most of your listeners are probably aware, TaylorMade has a history of bringing advanced innovation into driver technology and other categories as well, but certainly leading with driver technology that over time has really reshaped the landscape of modern-day driver design. So whether it was from persimmon or laminated woods, I was listening to your segment with Mitch earlier talk about the history of golf club development, which was interesting, into metal woods, which is really the foundation of TaylorMade back in 1979, into thin wall, thin cast wall titanium, into movable weight technology, into flight control, which is adjustable face angle and loft, into multi-material thermal composites, which really was the original M1, now all the way into twist face. It's pretty amazing how far we've come, but amidst all of these innovations, all of these new technologies and features that help golfers play better, and candidly, that's the mission of our company. Our goal is to help golfers play better golf. Twist face technology in my 25 years in this business is the most advanced technical revolution that the industry has ever seen in metalwoods. And it does precisely what you described, Chris. We have studied hundreds of thousands of shots, tracking shot data from player profiles at every handicap level across the spectrum, and have realized that there's a bit of a oblong shape in shot patterns. Most misses are high toe or low heel. And that's not just for average players like myself or perhaps some of your listeners. That's for athletes like Rory McIlroy or Jason Day or Dustin Johnson. And typically what happens when you miss a shot high toe, if you're a right-handed player, you see a hard draw or what we call a tumbler right to left. If you miss a shot low heel, it typically goes low and cuts to the right. Our goal was to take this shot data and design a face so that when you hit it high toe or low heel, again, where 95% of the misses are in every golfer, that we can get the ball not only to go far, we've solved that, but we can get it to go straight. So we've actually twisted the face, ironically, and we've closed the face in the heel, and we've opened the face and the toe so that when you hit these shots and miss these shots, ultimately they go straight. And what we've seen in terms of results in this technology, Chris, have been extraordinary. The athletes that you've mentioned, in fact, I just read some data today that every one of those athletes, from Tiger Woods to Rory McIlroy to John Rahm to Justin Johnson to Jason Day to Justin Rose, have all increased their driving accuracy by 2, 3, 4, and 5 percentage points versus prior year's technology. Think about that. That's significant. And on top of that, they're all hitting it further. So we're really, really proud of what M3 and M4 are delivering to golfers, and it's working.
So to take that a step further, David, I mean, the things you talked about a moment ago, right? You've already solved, you know, distance, and you're giving us all more distance with the drivers. Now you're giving us more accuracy. What's left to do, right? How much better can the next generation of the M series be if we're hitting it longer, we're hitting it straighter? Where do you go from here?
You know, Chris, I'm glad you asked that question. It's a common question that gets asked of our company with great frequency. And it's asked of us for one primary reason, is we tend to come up with these new concepts in a more efficient way than most. And so we're very proud of that. I was asked the other day, given all the USGA requirements and R&A requirements around golf equipment design, how much further can you go? If you asked me that question a decade ago, I'd say we could go a lot further. If you ask me that question today, we can go even further than that, because every generation of advanced technology leads to another breakthrough. So yeah, while we're getting to optimal ball speeds across the face, while we're getting to optimal accuracy, we're not really optimized yet. But what we don't have is maximized inertia properties, optimized launch conditions on a consistent basis the way we'd like to. There's a lot of different things we can do, dynamic player testing, and convert it into more distance and accuracy, and to help golfers play much better than they do today. So while I can't disclose all the engineering that we're working on, what I can share to you, with you and all of your listeners that I'm sure are very interested in what next technology is coming, is I can assure you we will have something not only in 2019 but in 2021 that unlock new doors to taking independent variables from launch, speed, and spin and bringing them together so that you can find distance and accuracy moving forward. And we're very, very proud of that. That's really the core of what we do at TaylorMade, which is continue to innovate and find new technologies that take us further. So I don't have any concerns about our ability over the next decade to continue to build products and bring technologies that help every golfer play the game better.
And David, as I was looking through the equipment, and you've got a couple of different ways you can go with the iron sets, right? You can go with the longer irons, right? A 4-iron through the gap wedge in the set. But you can also go a different way by taking out the 4, 5, and 6 irons and go with a 3, 4, 5 rescue and sort of have a hybrid set. Are you starting to see more players go sort of a mixed bag and get more hybrids in their bags as opposed to having the long irons anymore?
Well, Chris, it all depends on the player. And one of the things that we're big advocates of TaylorMade, is to go see your local golf professional or go into, at PGA Superstore as one of your sponsors. Go and get fit. I mean, get onto a launch monitor, get into a hitting bay, get out to a practice tee, and have a qualified custom fitter work with you on the appropriate set composition for you. Because set comp, in terms of whether it's a flow set, which is what we call a hybrid integrated set, 3, 4, and 5 hybrid, all the way through your mid irons into your short irons, is one way to go. You can go with 1 or 2 hybrids, not 3. You can go with 1 hybrids, not 3, not 4. There's a lot of different ways to do this. And really what's happening is great fitters are utilizing all these technical options, and they're customizing those to the playing needs of the given player. So one could be how you want to create your set composition. Higher handicappers tend to have a little bit more difficult time getting the ball in the air with longer irons. So I'm sure some of your listeners are saying, yep, that's me. I get it. 3 and 4 irons are very difficult for me to get up in the air. So hybrids are low CG hybrids. They're mixed between metalwoods and irons, which help the ball go up in the air, and it's much more forgiving. So that's a wonderful way to go. We see some mid-handicappers that put a hybrid in place but still want to play a 5, 6, and 7 iron through their short irons. And then we see some better players that stay with traditional set compositions or bring in UDI-type products, which is what we call the ultimate driving iron products, available in a P790 iron, which is one of our real hot products right now, that work as well. So there isn't, I think the key here is, Chris, there isn't one solution for every player. And we've been leading this custom revolution literally for the past decade, ensuring that every golfer that wants to optimize his or her performance really should go get fit and understand what their ball speeds are, what shaft flex they need, ultimately what length or lie angle they need to build into their respective sets. So it really optimizes the way they play, because there really isn't any one type of play consistently across all golfers to play golf. And even if you correlate this back to some of the best players in the world that you mentioned before, each one of them is fit specifically into what works for them, or importantly, what works for them in the golf course setup that they're playing. So John Rahm at Augusta isn't playing the same set comp that he might play at Shinnecock, nor is Dustin, nor is Jason. They move products in and out of their bags contingent upon the golf course setup and certainly how they're playing in a given week.
So to that end, David, when you talk about the best players in the world coming in and out of different types of equipment, are they going different types of irons? Are they going different types of setup when you talk about more hybrids, less hybrids? Talk about what are they switching in and out, just for us to get an idea of how the best players in the world might be changing from week to week based on course condition.
Yeah, right. So obviously the best players in the world, one of the variables or characteristics that defines great players is that they're very consistent, right? Which is they can hit shots with almost every club in their bag and be able to hit them in a consistent way. Distance, launch, accuracy, how they want to work the ball right to left. But contingent upon course setup, guys will really move around. They move around higher lofted fairways, fairway woods to lower lofted fairway woods. Sometimes they put a 3-wood in the bag and a 5-wood. Sometimes they take the 5-wood out and just carry the 3-wood and replace the 5-wood at a hybrid or a driving iron. Typically, they're mid-irons. Anything from a 4 or 5 iron all the way through their wedges stays the same. They don't really move because those are the scoring products, right? But anything really below that, excluding the driver, can be moved in and out. And we see that with great frequency. So at Augusta, our players obviously like to turn the ball right to left on certain holes. I think of number 10. I think of number 13. Certainly on 15 is a bit different, but you still can turn it off the right side there and get a little bit further down so you can get home in two. But when you think about those holes, it's easier to turn a 3-wood over than it would be hitting, another club in your bag at that point in time. So the guys will move in and out of certain products contingent upon what the course setup is. But really, more importantly, when we go back to average golfers, mid-handicap golfers that are trying to look for game improvement, the more forgiveness you can find with a set comp that's been customized for you, the better off you'll play. So really, that's the beauty of TaylorMade. We offer interchangeability across different product portfolios to help you play better.
David, a couple more before we let you go. And I've also switched over to the TaylorMade Spider Putter. And my good friend Jim Everett, yeah, former Rams Pro Bowl quarterback, was kind enough to go on Twitter and show the world what my putting was like before I got the Spider Putter. But I love the weight and stability of the head of the Spider Putter. It feels to me like I'm getting more consistency, in my putting stroke now with that putter than I was with the other putters that I've been using. What kind of feedback are you getting from players that have come over to the Spider Putter?
Yeah, Chris, we're seeing that feedback in a pretty consistent manner from all of those who have played Spider on tour, better playing amateurs, and importantly, golfers around the world. Spider has become, on almost a week-to-week basis right now, the number one model on the PGA Tour in play. And we have two versions of it. We have the original Spider, which is the red product. We have it in a couple of different colors now, a Tour Platinum, which is silver, and a black one as well. And then we also have what we just launched called the Spider Mini, which is a little bit smaller version, a little bit more compact head. But what's working for most in the putter are the inertia properties. So this is another technical term that some of your listeners may be aware of, but inertia, or moment of inertia, is a club's resistance to twisting at impact. And it's essentially a measure of stability. And so when you can have a putter that is such high inertia, has such high inertia values as Spider, that has that type of stability, the likelihood of keeping the ball online is more likely than it would be in a lower inertia product. And the reason Jason Day, who in my mind right now is the best putter in the world, and the statistics, strokes gained in putting, would prove that out as well. The reason he originally went into Spider, and then subsequently Dustin went into it, and then everybody else that I've talked about today has either been in Spider or is in Mini Spider now, what makes it the number one putter on tour in terms of the model usage, they have all said the same thing. The stability of the putter is unbelievable. I just make my normal putting stroke and the putter stays right square to center line, which is great, which means you're going to get the ball online and you're going to hold more putts. The other thing you mentioned is feel. It's got such incredible feel. It comes off the face. We have an insert called Pure Roll. So the other thing in putting that is critically important is that that golf ball gets rolling immediately off the face. If a golf ball skids off the face, it has a higher likelihood to get offline. You don't want a golf ball in the air off your putter. You want it on the ground and rolling on the green as quickly as you can. Pure Roll gets the ball rolling faster than any other insert in the game of golf right now. So when you talk about a high inertia, highly stable putter with a Pure Roll insert that gets the ball rolling, combined with a polymer insert material, which gives you incredible feel, we believe we've designed one of the greatest putters that's ever been built. And as a net result, you know, the proof ultimately is in how many putts you make and the feedback we're getting, yours and millions of golfers around the world that continue to look to Spider for their solution in putting. It's coming to fruition for us, and we've become a major force in the putter business, and we're really excited about that.
David, let's talk a little bit about golf balls before we let you go. And TaylorMade golf balls have become our go-to golf ball. My son, I think I was telling you last time, who's finishing up his junior year in high school and playing high school golf. And he's got a much higher swing speed than I do. Boy, he loves the TP5X and the TP5. I've been playing the Project A golf balls, which you've also improved this year. Remind our listeners how to decide what the right golf ball is for them and the things that you've done to take the Project A's to the next level.
Yeah, so it's really simple, and I would just categorize TP5 and TP5X. Those are five-piece cast urethane multi-layer golf balls. That is the most premium high-technology performance golf ball that TaylorMade makes. The X is for higher swing speed players, and the TP5 is for moderate swing speed players. They are unequivocally the finest golf balls in the world. In my opinion, they're certainly played by, and you know they're played by Jason Day and Dustin Johnson and Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy. In fact, Rory McIlroy came to TaylorMade not just because of our equipment technology, but primarily because of our golf ball. Works better in the wind, launches slightly higher, goes further, and feels incredible around the greens. And the five-piece construction really enabled us to unlock distance off the tee and still incredible short game feel and great putting ability on the greens. The Project A ball, Chris, is fantastic. That's an amateur golf ball. It's a three-piece construction, also a urethane golf ball. And that golf ball is built a little bit more for distance, and you compromise just a little bit of feel. Not as much as you would in an ionomer or what we call a Serlin golf ball, but certainly you don't get as much feel and spin as you would with a product like TP5 and TP5X on the short irons. So they're both incredible golf balls. Project A is really built for a tour quality platform, but with the amateur in mind. And the TP5 and TP5X are really for every golfer looking for optimized distance and performance. You cannot compromise anything with TP5 or TP5X.
And David, speaking of the Project A golf balls, and just in time for Father's Day, you've got a special package of six of those golf balls with dadisms printed on them, which I got a huge kick out of. Talk about those and where that inspiration came from.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty cool. We, you know, as serious as we are, and you can probably tell by the tone and intensity in my voice around golf equipment, and we love to talk about golf equipment and golf balls at TaylorMade. It's what we do, and we're very, very fortunate to be able to do it. One of the things we really try to do with customers is give them the opportunity to have some fun with our products as well. I mean, a game of golf is so much fun. I think the entire community of golf, every player population that I get to engage with everywhere around the world just loves this game the way you and I do and the way your listeners do. And from time to time, want some personalization approach or customization approaches to their products. And in this case, during Father's Day, and I think about my dad in this context, you know, put some dadisms, some fun beliefs, and customize and personalize the approaches to your golf ball. You can simply go to TaylorMadeGolf.com, look up Project A dadisms, and see what's going on, and have a lot of fun with this. And what a wonderful gift for your dad to give him a three-piece urethane golf ball from your son or from your daughter. For a guy that loves the game of golf, there is no better gift than that, other than maybe an M3 or an M4 driver. But it's a ton of fun, and so we're having a lot of fun with it. Go online and have your listeners check it out. It's wonderful. We'll have them to your doorstep as quickly as we possibly can. And we're all going to enjoy that and have some fun with dads on Father's Day.
David, let our listeners know, how can they stay up to date with all the great things you guys are doing, whether it's online or it's over social media?
Yeah, thanks, Chris. TaylorMadeGolf.com is our website, and everything you need to know there is centrally located. The website's terrific. It's super interactive, and you can get any information you want about our products, our athletes, or importantly, our company and our care for our customers. So that's number one. Instagram, Facebook, as well as Twitter, at TaylorMadeGolf. Real simple. And the beauty of that is you can follow these real-time technologies and these real-time athletes in real time as we work through tour events and certainly product launches. So I hope your listeners get a chance to engage with us. We'd love to hear from you. Provide us feedback of what you think about our company, our products, our athletes, and we'll get back to you right away. We're highly interactive with everybody.
David, thank you so much for taking time out of your night to come back and be a part of the show. I always enjoy sitting back and listening to you talk about the great things that you guys are doing and the innovations you have currently and maybe a little bit of a peek under the tent for what's coming down the road. Thanks for being here, and hope you'll do it again real soon.
Chris, you got it. Thanks again. And for everything you do for golf, we appreciate it. Love listening to you.
Thanks, David. All the best to you and your family, my friend. We'll catch up soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. Likewise.
See you, Dave. That's David Abeles, and again, he is the president and CEO of TaylorMade Golf. Fantastic stuff, folks. And just to give you a quick a peek under the tent, what's on the project? A golf balls with the dadisms. We got, what is that, about six or seven of them. They say, tea time is me time. Do you think I'm made of money? Back in my day, life isn't fair. Go ask your mother. Put down your phone. How great is that, right? Great gift for Father's Day, and I think those are fantastic. And again, I'm playing the Project A golf balls now, and I love them. I think the distance and the feel that I get are fantastic, and my son is playing the TP5X. Again, he swings much faster than I do, but we love both golf balls. Those are the first thing. When we were switching, looking around at different products to get really involved with, the first thing that we switched, to David's point, we're to the TaylorMade golf balls. Just love them. Absolutely fantastic stuff. Look forward to getting David back on the show again real soon.